Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep. I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's going to sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide. Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Well, right now we're seeing a lot of price volatility in the markets. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson tells us more.
I think the latest news or the biggest news is price volatility. You look at wheat prices. Several weeks ago, you could forward contract Oklahoma wheat for harvest delivery for $7.25 a bushel. Then the market over a couple of days took $1.40 off of that price. And then it's been up like 25 up one day, down the next day 15, up to 10 the next day. So you've got a lot of price volatility. Right now, you can sell wheat in Oklahoma for around $6.35. You look at the corn market, that forward contract price, now not the current cash price, but the forward contract price was $6.25. Market knocked $1.25 off of that thing. It's gained 60 cents back. Soybeans, $13.75. Knock off $2, come back $1.50. So we got a lot of price variability in the market or volatility.
Anderson said he's also noticed that currently the U.S. is not even mentioned as a top exporter for wheat.
Also, I was reading an article this week. It was talking about Russia and the European Union competing for being the largest wheat exporter. You go back a couple years, the United States was the number one exporter of wheat. We're not even mentioned in the article. They talk about the major countries buying. You've got Egypt, number one. You got Algeria. You got Bangladesh. You got Turkey. Where are these countries buying or importing wheat? They're in North Africa. They're over in the area of the European Union and Russia.
Anderson says the volatility stems from uncertainty in both supply and demand.
Normally, the volatility is caused by supply factors, but in this case, we got both supply and demand uncertainty in the market. We talked about the hoarding of the food products and the high increasing food cost. Well, when are countries going to stop hoarding? And when they do, they're going to stop buying. So you've got changes on both the supply side and the demand side that are impacting our prices. And I think that's caused some volatility. And then you've got relatively tight wheat stocks in the United States. The year we just ended, the marketing year, 872 million bushels. Well below the 1 billion plus average in the United States for wheat. Projected next year, 774 million bushels below this year's level and well below the 5 and the 10 year average levels.
To hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show Sunup, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.